This is The Stars in the Hazy Heaven, a Frozen fanfic written by Apterism and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R and contains the pairing Anna Elsa, with additional tags for porn battle, first kiss, sibling incest. Summary. Elsa needs somewhere to stay for the night. Author's notes. Finished at the very last minute for the Porn Battle 15 for the prompts Sleepover and Laughter. Title from A Lovely Night from Cinderella, because I needed a title quickly and it was stuck on an endless loop in my head. The thing is, she really hasn't thought this through. It seemed simple enough. Fix the damage her eyes had wrought on the castle, replace the shattered windows, and maybe add that connecting dressing room that her parents had planned years ago if there was time. But now her bedchamber is suddenly filled with planners and workmen and more people than have ever been inside it her whole life. And it turns out she can't stand the dust or the noise or the way she hasn't the faintest idea what half of them are doing. Work is impossible, even a distance away in the library. She abandons a treaty mid-sentence and rises with every intention of finding somewhere quiet, but she's halfway down the spiral staircase, vibrant in the mid-afternoon sunlight, when there's Anna running up towards her with a singular purpose, all energy and determination. And Elsa bites down on the smile that rushes across her lips and catches Anna with two hands around her waist. Everything else is suddenly very distant. Elsa, I was just coming to find you, Anna says, tumbling into her arms just as Elsa takes one look at Anna's flushed cheeks and finds herself begging her to let her stay in her room for a couple of nights, just while hers is such a mess. Are you kidding? Anna says, leaning back and staring at her with such wide eyes that Elsa can't read her at all. I can find somewhere else, Elsa says, all rushed and airless, because this is ridiculous. She has a whole castle of rooms. And pulls her hands away, slips to the side, and takes another step down to pass her. No! I mean, yes! Anna exclaims, grabbing Elsa's wrist to turn her around. And Elsa lets her, her mouth blossoming into that easy smile she always gets around her sister, like she can't stop the warmth spilling over her cheeks. Anna mirrors it, beaming down at her from the next step up. This is, wow, I mean, you know, I used to fantasize about having sleepovers with you, which was probably totally weird, imagining having sleepovers with your sister when she still lives in the same castle, but I missed you, Anna says, holding both her hands and looking so pleased that the beat of sadness in Elsa's chest only thuds once before fading. You too, Elsa says, her smile slipping softer, before Anna's eyes fly wide with an idea, and she gasps, bouncing on the balls of her feet as she sways Elsa's hands. Oh, we can have snacks. Probably not like the mountains of chocolate and marshmallows I always imagined when I was five, but why not? Elsa asks, just to see Anna laugh, and lets herself be led as Anna eagerly pulls her back up the staircase. There's work she should be doing, but she finds she doesn't quite care as Anna tugs her along the corridor, away from the odd hammering of her own chamber and into Anna's room, shutting the door behind them. Elsa realizes, with a dull sort of surprise, that she hasn't been in here for over a decade. It's an explosion of things. Shoes and ribbons and dresses flung over chairs, a vase of flowers balancing precariously on the edge of her bedside table, a dressmaker's doll by the window draped with necklaces and cushions scattered underneath it. It's still pink, she says, a little dumbly as she looks around, and Anna leans into her side for a moment. Yeah, Anna agrees, and then, do you like it? She asks, catching her bottom lip between her teeth as she glances at Elsa. Of course, Elsa says, catching her eye, and Anna's face lights up before she ducks her head and curls her fingers around Elsa's wrist. Come on, she says, and tumbles them both onto the bed. And Elsa will never stop being in awe of this, how easily Anna touches her, like she isn't something with poison beneath her skin. They land with Anna giggling and Elsa tucked up behind her, her knee pressing into the back of Anna's thigh and her arm pulled across her waist, until Anna lets go of her hand, and maybe Elsa's feeling a little dizzy from all the dust in her chambers because she lets her fingers trail up Anna's arm, catching her fingertips in the soft crook of her elbow. "Sorry," Elsa says automatically, when Anna wriggles away, shifting until she's on her back and staring up at Elsa as she starts laughing, infectiously bright. "It tickles," she says, and catches Elsa's fingers before she can pull them away entirely. And maybe it's just Anna that's dizzying this close up. And somehow it feels like the most natural thing in the world when Anna pushes up on her elbows and kisses her. Elsa tries very hard not to panic, because suddenly there's a shape to all the things she wanted without words. But then there's Anna's hand, as soft as sun-warm petals against her cheek, fingertips light on her jaw, and she can feel Anna smiling against her mouth. That's perfect, actually. And when Anna's elbows slip and her back hits the bed, Elsa follows. And Anna's laugh is all delight and sparkle and an open mouth slide of a kiss. "Hey," Anna says, when Elsa pulls up just enough to look at her, and her cheeks are flushed pink. Anna flicks her tongue along her top lip before catching the bottom one between her teeth, and even that doesn't disguise her grin as she leads Elsa's hand down to trail up her leg, bunches of skirts falling out of the way as she finds the bare softness of her thigh beneath her fingertips. For a second, Elsa is almost scandalized. But it's Anna, so beautiful and bold and forward in all things. And Elsa adores her so much she feels giddy with it. Anna laughs, bright, and kisses her again, her free hand curling around to rest warm and teasing on the small of Elsa's back. And even as she guides Elsa's hand to the slick heat between her legs, she nudges her mouth along her jaw and whispers, "This is what I do when I think about you." And Elsa flushes so hot she wants to bury her face in the pillow, or Anna's neck, or maybe just between Anna's legs. For the moment, she has to settle for fumbling eagerness, barely aware of how achingly thrilled she's feeling as Anna keeps telling her how much she loves her, pushing into the heel of Elsa's palm and two fingers slipping inside her, and she's so warm, all rolling sunshine beneath her. And when Anna comes, it's with both hands wrapped around Elsa's jaw and a delighted laugh into her mouth, breathless and wonderful. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for Voice Team 2020, week 2. The challenge is basically record something for a musical fandom, and I'm sorry, there's no way you can tell me Frozen is not a musical, seeing as how it is both a musical movie and a musical on Broadway. Thank you so much to Afterism for writing this joy. It was so happy. It made me so smiley. I also felt personally targeted by that line, "She has work to be doing," because I am technically working from home right now. Don't tell anyone. But yes, thank you for listening. I'm supposed to be at work. I hope you enjoyed it and have a nice day.